Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Overlook Many Things. Let us overlook many things in those who are like opponents in the gymnasium. For as I have said before, it is in our power to get out of the way and to have no suspicion or hatred. Marcus Aurelius. How many times have we been really hard on those around us for slights or perceived slights? When we feel like somebody has wronged us, how much do we have to prove that we were right and they were wrong? I know that for me, I oftentimes have a hard time letting go of these things, and letting go of the irritation and anger that I've allowed to creep in when I feel like somebody's crossed me. And whether that was an actual slight, or just something that I assumed from what I thought they meant, it's not always easy just to, as Marcus Aurelius recommends, get out of the way and have no suspicion or hatred. But when you think about it, when you let slights or unkind words affect you, you have given your power, you've given the power of your emotional state to somebody else. And when you have suspicion, or you assume what someone else meant by their words or actions, then you could be twisting things into something that really wasn't meant at all. If we can use our logic and reason, then we can see that we're the ones letting ourselves be controlled by someone else's words or actions, or what we assume their words or actions can mean. Now, here's a thought. What if we could recognize, at a very basic level, that the things that other people say are just sounds coming out of their mouths, that it's just vocal vibrations that are being directed towards us? Could those sounds actually hurt you in a physical way? And what if you couldn't understand those words? What if they were just speaking gibberish or another language to you and you couldn't understand a thing that they said? Would it actually physically hurt you? And when you think about it that way, it's not the sounds themselves that have any meaning. We're the ones that give meaning to those sounds, and we're the ones that decide if we are harmed. Now, if we can continually frame things in that way, if we could just look at the things that others say as simply sounds coming out of there, and we decide how we want to accept those or interpret those things, then we could become pretty much invincible and just keep our calm and cool in any situation. And nothing anyone said or did could really get a rise out of us unless we decided that we wanted to let it affect us that way. And if we can take control of ourselves and recognize that these sounds coming at us can cause us no physical harm, then we can, as Marcus Aurelius says, get out of the way, as we would sidestep an opponent in the gym. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.